From Quality Radio Productions, it's Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with some of the flute music of Antonio Vivaldi. We'll hear the first three of his 6 flute concertos, Opus 10, composed circa 1728. The first concerto, La Tempesta di Mari, is in the key of F major, RV 433, in 3 movements, Allegro, Largo, Presto. Concerto number 2, La Notte, is in G minor, RV 439, in 6 movements, Largo, Fantasmi Presto, Largo, Presto, Largo, Allegro. And the third concerto is entitled Il Gardalino, and it's in the key of D major, RV 428, in 3 movements, Allegro, Cantabile, Allegro. These performances are given by the New Irish Chamber Orchestra, featuring the acclaimed Irish flautist Sir James Galway, Galway also conducting the ensemble, with another featured soloist on harpsichord, Malcolm Proud. Music of Antonio Vivaldi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concertos 1 through 3 of the 6 Flute Concertos of Antonio Vivaldi, Opus 10, composed circa 1728. As performed by the new Irish Chamber Ensemble, featuring the flute artistry of James Galway, James also conducting the ensemble, with harpsichordist Malcolm Proud. These are available as part of a 4-CD box set from BMG Classics. Unfortunately, the set long out of print. The album The Concerto Collection, featuring a wide variety of flute concertos from the Baroque period right through to the 20th century. Other composers represented here include Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, Joaquin Rodrigo, Carl Stamitz, and Carl Nielsen, among others. Moving on to something a bit more contemporary, but still featuring the flute, as we turn to the English composer Mike Oldfield and his fourth album, Incantations, first released as a double LP on Virgin in 1978. This album, very much influenced by American minimalist music a la Philip Glass, in that each musical idea is modulated through a cycle of 12 keys before the idea is completed and the next musical idea is heard. Mike Oldfield is featured here on guitars, bass, keyboards, percussion. Also, the piece is a showpiece for the English flautist Sebastian Bell. David Bedford, string and choral arrangements. Also, the girls' choir of Queen's College, featured rather prominently in this portion of the work. This is Incantations, Part 1, music of Mike Oldfield. part one of the album Incantations, music of Mike Oldfield, featuring Sebastian Bell on flute, also the Queen's College Girls Choir, with the incantation of sorts that ran throughout part one of that work, chanting the names of the goddesses Diana, Luna, and Lucina, respectively. Other portions of the album feature such notable guests as Maddie Pryor, the longtime singer in the folk rock group Steel Eye Span, also Pierre Morlan of the French jazz rock group Gong on vibraphone, and Mike Oldfield's younger brother Terry on various reeds. The album, first released as a double LP and eventually as a single CD, you can still acquire the single CD version, or if you like, you can acquire the deluxe edition, which came out in 2011, containing a bonus CD with various singles and outtakes that were released around 1977-78, and a DVD featuring some live performances of Incantations. One of my personal favorite albums of Mike Oldfield. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell, and we'll continue on with our flute theme to wrap things up as we turn to a short avant-garde piece from the English composer Brian Fernahoe, who has been residing in California since the late 80s. This was his first piece of music composed for the flute, entitled Cassandra's Dream. It's performed here by the Scottish flautist Richard Craig, who describes the work as possessing a surprising amount of fragility and hyper-expression. Cassandra's Dream, from Brian Fernahoe. Thank you. Cassandra's Dream Song, music of Brian Fernahoe, performed by Richard Craig on flute, recorded in the summer of 2005. This is available not as an LP or CD, but rather as a download, as part of the extensive Avant-Garde project. Best known for the preservation of avant-garde material from out-of-print LPs and CDs, Mr. Craig recorded these pieces and then made them available to the project for online distribution. If you go to the Internet Archive at archive.org and do a search for AGP73 Richard Craig, you should be able to find all of the pieces and the notes about each composition. And that will wrap it up for this edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. You've been listening to Classics and Beyond. I look forward to your company again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.